The Rush Hour on Cold 92.5.
Great to be here wherever I am. I always love it when I'm here. But I've never been here before. It's great to be back. I've been on the road doing comedy now for 10 years, so bear with me while I plaster on a fake smile and plow through this one more time.
Heyo, everybody. Thank you for joining us on The Catch-Up, wherever you may be listening to us from around the world. I'm Luke Bradnam, and our special guest co-host this afternoon is Jade Jones. Hello, Jade.
Howdy-ho, Luke.
Hey, nice having you in today.
Thanks, mate. I've had a ball.
Interesting character, Jade, is she? Used to be a sparky. Used to be an electrician.
I worry when you say interesting. That's how I describe some of my ex-boyfriends. Yeah, they're right. Interesting. Yeah. Wouldn't go near them again, but they're all right.
Oh, you're the only female electrician I know.
Really? At all?
I
ever?
I don't know any other female electricians.
You don't get
Let's go around
much.
The room. Brixie, do you know a female electrician?
I know Jade.
There you go.
Joe, do you know a female electrician?
Not one other than Jade.
Oh,
exactly.
My God. I'm feeling special now. Okay. I'm good with that.
Not a lot of you around.
No, there's not too many.
Like, I'm trying to think. Like, the equivalent of having... Like, what's a predominantly female profession?
Hairdresser.
Yeah, hairdresser. But you see lots of male hairdressers around. Can anyone think of somewhere where, it's as rare to see a dude doing this job as it is to see a chick being a sparky?
What about a nail technician?
Oh, yes. That's a good one. Hey? Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know one nail technician other than Brixie. Brixie does my toenails.
Does she? You guys are weird.
Oh, it's an awful job. Yeah. Part of my contract, though.
Anyway, look, on the catch-up this afternoon, we'll get to know Jade a little bit. We're also going to talk about The Bachelorette. You've been watching The Bachelorette.
I'm embarrassed to say I'm hooked. It's just like disgusting, awful TV, and I can't stop watching.
When you watch The Bachelor, do you fall in love with The Bachelor as a viewer?
Oh, God, no. He's always repulsive.
Right.
He's always some tool. Like, honestly, normally just a complete squeezer, and you're like, I totally understand why it is that you don't have a girlfriend
Hang
in your
on,
life.
Back up. What's a squeezer?
You know what a squeezer is? Have a squeeze. He's a squeezer.
I don't know. I've never heard that term.
You need to hang out on job sites more often, I think, Luke.
Hang on. I'm going around the room again. Joe, have you ever heard the term squeezer?
Never.
Oh, my God.
Brixie, have you ever heard squeezer?
I am introduced to that for the first time today.
I like it. I'm going to start calling people squeezers. Like when someone rings me up now and starts annoying me, I don't even know what it means, but it sounds offensive, and that's the main thing.
It does sound bad, yeah.
Like one time I had someone call me a pelican, right? Now, they are beautiful, graceful birds. They are honestly one of the most beautiful birds around, but I took it offensively.
It's a ripper of an insult, isn't it?
You're a pelican, mate.
Galah, I like galah too. You're a galah.
You're a character. Thanks. You are. She goes, thank you. Yeah, we'll talk about The Bachelorette for you. We'll also get into what else are we like on today's show. Oh, the Acras are on. We'll talk about that. Jade has had a girls' night out. It's a ripper of a story. We'll delve into that one for you. It's a Friday, so we'll cover off on Tool of the Week. And Jennifer Aniston has been spotted with some hardcore evidence on a phone.
Some stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about that and a whole heap more on The Catch-Up, and it's starting for you right now.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
Jade, you would have been familiar with that story of TFH. They were the Gold Coast Titans' major sponsor. They pulled the pin after Ryan James messed up the Welcome to Country.
I think that was the biggest stuff up. I think the Welcome to Country, look, that happens. We forget our words. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
But when those guys pulled the pin on sponsorship of the Titans, I thought, are you kidding? Are you joking? Like, how bad does that look for your company for a start?
Well, there's been a big backlash. Like, they copped it on social media.
As they should have, though. It was the dumbest decision, both on a professional level and also on a sporting level. I thought, this poor guy has gone there for Indigenous people. He stood up, he said his piece, and he's made a mistake.
I think I read somewhere, and I don't want to credit TFH with this if I'm misinformed or if I read it wrong, but somebody somewhere said it was disrespectful. And I'm like, how's it disrespectful? He just made a mistake. Who's the perfect person that's never made a mistake in their life?
I know, and he didn't go out to disrespect Indigenous people.
No,
for goodness sake, the whole thing was about respecting his people and respecting the country. And I thought, oh, my God, if you can pull the pin on that,
Mel Meninga came out and he said it was weak. But get this one. So here's the breaking news that dropped about 15 minutes ago. I was going to read this straight off the Gold Coast Titans website. The headline is TFH Services reaffirm commitment to the Gold Coast Titans.
Well, there you go. They're
continuing now as a major partner of the Gold Coast Titans, and they're going to be the sleeve sponsor for 2020. The Hire Services Director, Brett Thomas, today issued a personal and public apology to Ryan James, who unfairly became the blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. They apologised to Ryan James. They apologised to everybody. They've copped it on social media. And now they're the sponsor again.
Well, as you do.
Hey, how uncomfortable is it going to be? First sponsors night at the Gold Coast Titans between Ryan James and TFH. How uncomfortable is that going to be?
Mate, it's going to be tense as anything. Can you imagine being in the... You want to be in the room, oh, yeah. You want to see how it goes.
Hey, Ryan, mate. No, we really love you, mate. We reckon you're a great guy. Oh, that's going to be awful. All right, it's a Friday afternoon. Let's do this.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
132710 is our number here at Gold 92.5. Great prize up for grabs for whoever Jade determines.
Ooh, it's a bit exciting.
You get to pick. You're our judge today. You get to pick who gives us the best tool nomination. Could be anybody. Might be your next door neighbour. Might be, you know, somebody in the news, whatever you like. 132710. Have you spotted any tool-like behaviour, Jade?
Just today. Can I go with one from today?
Yeah.
I went shopping this morning and I was on my way to the studio and there was a motorbike right on my tail, right on my tail. I knew he wanted to go around and so I waited, and it slowly edged over so he could go around. I thought I was being really friendly, gave him the wave, g'day. He gave me the finger.
Why? What did you do?
Nothing. I think it was just because he was waiting to go. I couldn't go anywhere. Had nowhere to go. And so he eventually went around, and I'm being friendly, going, off you go.
And he's giving you the finger.
He's giving me the big bird.
Did you give him a bird of what for?
I gave him the finger back. Yeah, that's what you should do.
That's what you should do.
He's my tool of the week. What do you got?
Okay.
The tool of the week.
I dead set I was going to give it to TFH. I thought that was disgusting that they pulled their sponsorship, but now they've apologised and they're back on board.
They're off the hit list.
I've got to pretend we're all good friends again now.
Just like Ryan James is going to have to do.
Yeah, I'm going to give it. Mine's rugby league related still, and this is with regards to that big fight that happened in Bali. Nelson Asofa Asolomono.
Yep.
Gar Brixie, play the montage, mate. No one's ever said Nelson Asofa Asolomono's name the same way twice.
It's like the Olympics.
Nelson Asofa Solomona.
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 Everyone knows the story by now. One of his teammates got king hit and Nelson hopped in and went about trying to belt the bejeebus out of this bloke. He was facing sanctions and suspensions. The NRL's come out and said they're not going to suspend him.
I'm
going to
interrupt you right now, Luke. They have suspended him.
Literally,
that's some more breaking news. 3 matches.
He got 3-match suspension.
He got a 3-match suspension. It's literally just breaking news now.
It's blowing up in here.
That's a joke.
I know. This is all happening now as we speak.
Mate. You know that song, I was thinking about it at the gym the other day. You know that song we celebrate in this country from John Williamson, True Blue? You know the bit, is it standing by your mate when he's in a fight?
Yes.
Yeah. Change the line of that to just let your mate get the crap beaten out of him by some drunk knob in Bali and don't do anything about it because you cop a 3-match suspension from the NRL. It won't rhyme as well.
It was probably worth it to him, though, do you think?
Oh, that's a joke.
He's just going to wear it.
That's a joke. Well, my tool of the week goes to the bloke that started it in the first place, who's getting away from this scot-free. A, no one in this country knows his name. B, he's not been named and shamed. He's not going to get suspended from his workplace. He's drinking Bing Tangs and getting his hair braided while he's getting some poxy henna tattoo on the beach in Kuta while Nelson Asofa Asolomono, for standing up for his mate, is being suspended for 3 matches. Whoever started that and King hit the bloke in the first place,
you're the tool of the week.
Jamie from Robina. Good morning, Jamie.
Afternoon, guys.
I think I'm the tool of the week, but
good morning.
It feels like morning in here.
Hey, Jay, can I tell you, we're not on breakfast.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Yet.
Jamie, who's your tool of the week, mate?
Brady and Coulthard and Team Penske for holding all the guys up for a 40-second delay in the business last weekend.
Are you still sour about that?
Yep.
You're still? That's a definite
As it all been.
How do you think that they went with the splash and dash, mate? Do you reckon they were regretting their decision there?
Yeah, a little bit. But at the same time, they held Courtney and Gizzy up at the same time. So
I can tell you.
Give them a chance.
I can tell you two are both bogans because I don't know. I don't know anything what you're talking about, and you guys are dropping gizzies and other nicknames that 90% of the Gold Coast has no idea. But I know Jade's eating it up, and she understands every word. Hey, good on you, Jamie. Let's go to John from Pat Pines.
You're the tool of the week.
John, what do you got for us, mate?
Yeah, I've got Jeff, the Noosa councillor that went on The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah.
He was an absolute embarrassment to the whole of Queensland, and... yeah, I mean, I hate politicians at the best of times, but he really made the politicians look bad.
Yeah, that's saying something. Crown him, Brixie.
You're the tool of the week.
One more. Who we got there, Jay?
All right, Johnny from Ipswich. Hey, Johnny.
How we going?
We're good, mate. Tell us about your tool of the week.
It has to be the local bus drivers today.
Oh, what happened?
On the way, I kept the bus in the town, and there's this young lady walking with two kids, struggling with the pram and all the shopping bags. And old mate's a bit, I was a bit grumpy because he couldn't get back to his lunch break. He goes, "Come on, hurry up. We'll be back to the lab by back to the slot by a certain time." Just rude and, yeah, wow.
Yeah, hurrying
no
up an
manners,
old lady.
Mate.
I had to bite my tongue a bit on the bus, so yeah. Oh,
well, you did the right thing, Johnny. You said absolutely nothing and then you rang a radio show,
good
mate.
On
that's exactly what
you like
do.
It.
Right, Crown and Brixie.
You're the tool of the week.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Luke, I know you're not big on reality TV.
I watch some, but I'm not watching any at the moment. There's a couple on at the moment. They're like similar shows too. What's on?
Yeah, but they're rippers. They're really good. So there's Love Island, which is a bunch of semi-naked people looking to hook up.
Right.
And they go from like a girl and a guy to two girls, and it's fun to watch. It's
really
entertaining. Yeah, it's really, it's worth the hour. Like it's not a big deal.
Right.
And the other one, of course, is The Bachelorette.
Yeah,
and
I've seen a bit of it. I haven't seen any this week, but I saw a bit last week.
I don't even know where they find these guys. Like they are just the most random cohort of blokes you've ever met in your life.
Well, think about who would go on that show. Like seriously, who's going to sit there and go, "God, I'm so damn hot. I'm such a gift to women. I should probably go on that show." Like, who's doing that?
I don't know, but I think that might be a prerequisite. You've got to be a bit full of yourself.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Like, I've got a theory that no dude that goes on those shows has any mates because if I was mentally that unstable that I'm going to go, "You know what? I'm so damn hot I should go on The Bachelor." Like my mates would go, "You're a knob." Like my mates would pull me in line. And these guys, their mates, if they have any, go, "You know what? You really should. That's a really sound idea that you have."
There's a few knobs in there. There's one in particular, and he's in there on The Bachelorette, and he's a firefighter. God bless him, because firefighters are normally hot, awesome, amazing guys.
Mm-hmm.
This guy would take a steaming dump on your doorstep and then cry when you open the door. Like
so would I.
He's just so spiteful and awful.
Really?
Yeah, and he just tries to interrupt every time that she goes and meets another guy.
Oh, right. But he's like a bit of an interrupter, is he?
He's an interrupter, and he's a sook.
Is he? So what did he... Is he the dude that cried last night?
He's one of the dudes last night.
I run the burning buildings for a living and it doesn't affect me, and then someone that tries to manipulate my emotions like that, and I don't know, it's just hard.
I mean, you shouldn't laugh, the guy's in pain, I guess, but what is he crying over?
He's known her for like 36 minutes and he's already heartbroken that there's other dudes talking to her, but it seems to be the new thing. I'm all for blokes expressing themselves, saying how you feel.
Hang on. Is he crying because some other guy is talking to the girl?
Yeah.
What did he show did he think he was going on? It's a show where she dates 30 different blokes. You idiot.
I know. But there's a few idiots on there, and there's some even more on Love Island, because the one guy hooked up with a girl for 5 seconds and now he's crying that he's heartbroken too.
I've had my heart broken before, and like I don't want to feel like that again. Do you know what I mean? It sucks.
I got a theory. This guy from Love Island, he should hook up with the fireman from The Bachelorette. They'd be a good couple.
Sensitive souls together.
I can't really. I'm being a hypocrite because I've cried over ridiculous things. I cry. Have you seen the movie Seabiscuit?
Oh, the horse.
You don't throw a whole horse away just because she banged up a little. That gets me. I cried. If you saw Billy Bob Thornton in Bad News Bears.
No.
Mate, that I've seen that movie three times, every time on an aeroplane, and it's made me cry every time, where he puts a kid in a wheelchair out on the grand final day.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he sat him on the sideline.
Oh, Luke.
Hey, he sat him on the sideline for the whole year because he wanted to win every game. And in the end, Billy Bob learns that, you know, it's all about team and blah, blah, blah. They lose the grand final, but the kid in the wheelchair gets to play the grand final. Oh. And it gets me. It gets me. I'm just a bigger pussy as these guys on The Bachelor in Love Island. I'll admit it.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Everyone's talking about this Jennifer Aniston photo that she put on Instagram. Her and the Friends cast reunited.
She's brand new to Instagram. She got on yesterday. She's got 13.2 million
Does she really?
Followers. She's posted three pictures.
Does she really?
13.2 million. She's not even nude in any of them. Not like there's no, you know, she's not in bikinis or anything. One of them is a photo of her when she was eight.
Well, hey, so anyway, the one that everyone's talking about is this photo of all the cast reunited. I saw it and I went, oh, big deal. I didn't even care less. And then I couldn't understand why everyone was sort of, you know, yapping on about it all over the place. But then I read what the controversy was and I looked closer to the photo. And what is it? So what? Explain it for us.
So it's all of the Friends cast and they're all huddled around in this lovely photo. And people like you and I who aren't creepers don't like double tap and zoom in to see. But if you did, you would notice there was a phone with some funny squiggly lines on it.
Yeah, it looks like they're saying it's cocaine, yeah. Right? So they reckon that, I don't know, you know.
They're saying it's a Friends party.
Yeah, and then like a few of those guys have had drug problems apparently. You know, what's his name? Not Ross. What's the other one?
Matthew Perry Chandler.
Yeah, he had some issues. And,
he went fat, thin.
Has she responded to it at all?
Nothing. There's nothing in the media anywhere to say yes or no. But they're not going to say, yeah, we were racking up lines and at a friend's party. We're all down at the, you know, the Perk, whatever the coffee shop is. And
Central Perk
doing lines. It's not going to happen.
Oh, it's funny. Like Margot, who he used to do the show with, right? She had this great story. Like this is going back about a month ago or so. She was going off to a ball, and so she was tossing up between two different dresses that she was going to wear to this ball.
Yeah.
And she was trying to seek her friend's advice on which dress looks best. So she sends her a photo of both of the dresses. She tries them on in the bathroom. In one of the photos that she sends a friend, so she didn't post it online, but she did send it to a friend. Corey, her husband, had just hopped out of the shower. And in the reflection of the mirror, fully naked, like his old boy's out and everything. And it wasn't, she sent it to a friend because she was just focused on her. She hadn't looked at anything other than her.
And look at me.
Her friend sure did because her friend sends it back and goes, does Corey know that you sent this photo? And she's like, what's the big deal? And there's Corey's old boy in the photo. Have you ever sent a photo where you forgot to hide the evidence like that with Jennifer Aniston or Margot?
No, I took a photo of my son playing on the veranda once with a remote control car and my husband's having a leak over near the gate, just standing there, none the wiser.
Where do you live?
I live up in Brizzy.
Oh, okay.
So we've got a bit of land up there and so it's nothing for the boys to just hang one out, you know, take a slash somewhere. But it was a lovely moment.
I'm glad you said that. Look, if you had said, oh, we live in the Q1 and...
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Jade, your first day here at Gold, you know, obviously we're trying to find a replacement for Margot and you're one of the revolving doors. You've walked through the revolving door of co-hosts that we've had, but yep. It's been good having you in here this afternoon,
thanks.
I've got to say.
It's been a pleasure to be in. Margot's got big shoes to fill. Not big feet, just big shoes to fill.
Right.
So.
you've got big shoes to fill is what you're trying to say. Yeah,
correct.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've got to tell you that it's not usually as quiet here at Gold 92.5 as it is today. Have you noticed that there's not many people around?
I was wondering how small it was here because there's nobody anywhere. The only person I've seen is the lady who came down the hallway saying, fridge is open.
Which is the bar fridge. They opened the bar fridge up at about 2:30 this afternoon. And the reason why is there's no hierarchy here today.
Oh, so it's early beers.
All of our bosses have gone.
Right.
Nobody's here.
Where are they all?
On the beach, I think. I don't know, Jane. I don't know.
You didn't get invited anyway. Yeah,
this is actual audio from Gold FM. Outside of our studio today, this is actual audio. There it is. Absolutely crickets. Nothing happening. Hey, it's a Friday afternoon. We celebrate you when you call. We love it when you call through to the show. And you can call anytime about anything, 13 27 10. And to celebrate all of our callers, we'd like to honour our caller of the week.
I just called
the Rush Hour's caller of the week.
You weren't here yesterday, Jade, but yesterday on the show, I was telling a story about a friend of mine that sent the wrong text message to the wrong person.
Was it a picture message or just a text message?
It was a text message. She sent it to the wrong person and it was just awful. It's an awful, awful situation. She literally sent the text about the person she was writing about to the person.
I've done that.
Yeah, it was awful.
Terrible.
And a lot of Gold Coasters have been through similar things, and have a listen to this.
Southport. What do you got for us, champion? What do you got? All right, so a couple of weeks, or well, probably a couple of months ago, me and my wife, we had a pretty good morning, you know, on a Sunday, you know what I mean? You know, kids are out, what have you.
Hang on, I'm not sure. I'm not sure Courtney knows what you mean.
Wait, I'm confused.
So later on that evening, we're watching TV with my kids, you know, like, they're 19 and 18, so they're not young, but we're watching the show and I send my wife a sly text. I'm looking through my message and think, gee, she's a bit far down. So I send her a message, you know, we should a bit more of that later on, you know, in a bit of detail. And next thing, my daughter's like, what's that?
Oh, no!
I sent it to both my kids.
How awful is that?
I feel a bit of vomit come up my mouth for him, the poor bugger. Oh, no.
Anyway, that's Rob from Southport. He's our caller of the week, and he's also currently under arrest. No, I'm joking. It was an honest mistake.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
How about this? Yesterday at the Gold Coast Hospital, 5 babies were born within an hour of each other. Which is apparently, I mean, you could have told me that happens every day, but it doesn't. It's pretty unique that amount of babies is born in that shortest amount of space of time.
It sounds like 5 parents got busy at some point very close to each other.
Yeah, well, they worked it back. So they go, okay, 9 months earlier, and it translates to Australia Day. So apparently...
I was out playing cricket. I missed out by the sound of things.
Well, these guys were getting down and dirty on Australia Day. They're being patriotic.
Damn it, I was getting sunburnt and eating snags.
Well, so were they. But you know what? So I just Googled what is the most common birthday in the world, all right? And the most common birthday in the world is September 9, and if you ring that back, it's going to be New Year's Eve.
And
September 9, literally more people are born on September 9 than any other day of the year. New Year's Eve, people are getting down and dirty. And I guess you would actually guess that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with.
Like, I've never thought of what the most common birthday of the year is, but it is actually September 9, and it's New Year's Eve. So that's quite incredible, eh?
Yeah.
So what do you got, the bogan names?
I do. I've got the top 20 bogan names of 2019. Some of them, though, I don't reckon belong on the list. Like, there's Wyatt and Tennessee. They're just normal names.
They're bogan.
Are they?
Wyatt and Tennessee are bogan names.
Well,
they're a little bit try-hardy.
I like both of those names. They're buggier.
I'm not saying they're bad names. I'm saying that they're bogan names. We actually have a piece of technology here, Jade. You wouldn't know about this, but we've actually got, we're the only radio show, I believe, in the world that has this piece of technology. It's called the Boganometer, and it can determine whether or not a name is a bogan name or not.
Oh, my God. Let me throw this one at you, then.
Okay.
Have you got it ready? Is the machine ready?
Absolutely. It's warmed up, ready to go.
Snowdrop.
Oh, that's bogan. I mean, that's just dopey. Who's calling their kids Snowdrop, though? Well, I don't even, you know.
People are.
Okay.
Panda?
Oh, that's just wanky.
Okay, one more. Just
What's the top bogan name of 2019?
You're not going to believe it. It stinks. Ready?
Yeah.
Windy.
Windy?
Windy. Like, we've had summer, we've had rain, we've had winter, we've even had summer. Summer, but now we've got...
Windy. That's windy. An awful name. That's not even bogan. It's just dopey. Put it through the boganometer, Brixie. It blew the boganometer up. Look at that. Boganometer actually exploded.
Worst name ever, Windy. Imagine saying to someone, this is my kid, Windy.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Hey, so tomorrow night up in Brisbane, it's the Australian Commercial Radio Awards night.
Have you ever worked in a station where someone's come home with a winner, like the big ACRA prize?
Oh,
oh my God.
They have so many of them, you know?
Something for everybody.
Like, I'll tell you a story. I got nominated for 10 ACRAs.
Holy.
Before I won my first one. So in other words, I was nominated 10 times and lost 10 times, and I was filthy. Like, initially it was like, oh, it's such an honor to get nominated. And by the end of your 10th time, you're just like, I want to go out. I just want to turn the table upside down. Like, you're so furious that you don't win.
You were like that John Woods guy off Blue Heelers. Remember him? He got nominated like 30 times for a Logie. Bum, bum.
Did he lose?
Nothing.
So get this one. So this is going back a few years now. I'd been nominated 10 times. I'd lost 10 times. I go along and I'm actually up for two awards this night. Yeah. This is going back, I think, 2007, 2008. And I have an identical twin brother. And I'm sitting there and I was up for a comedy award.
Yeah.
And Ray Hadley was presenting the award. And Hank Azaria from The Simpsons, you know that guy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was presenting the award. And they go, and the winner for best comedy is Luke Bradnam.
Woo!
And I'm like, yes, I've won. Yes. So I get up from the table to walk up onto stage. As I'm walking up on stage, I see from the right-hand stage, from the right-hand side of the stage, someone's already walking up. My identical twin brother
bastard
walked up after 10 years of being nominated and not winning. Ashley walked up and accepted the award. Mate, posed for the photos. There's like a magazine that comes out that goes, Luke Bradnam, winner of Best Australian Comedy. And it's Ashley. I was furious, mate. I mean, it was so funny, though, in hindsight.
Were you really dirty, though? Did you give him a hard time?
I did find it really funny, actually. But I'm up for one tomorrow as well. Our show is for a piece we did leading up to the election last year. This is another comedy award. Mm-hmm. So you know the disclaimers that they put at the end of the commercials written and authorised by the, you know, such and such for the ALP party, whatever?
Yeah.
So have a listen to this.
All right.
Hi there, my name's Disclaimer Man. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I was wondering, given that the election's on at the moment, if you needed a hand doing disclaimers at the end of the adverts.
Sorry, sir?
Yeah, I was wondering, given that the election's on at the moment, if you needed a hand doing disclaimers at the end of the adverts.
If you just send us an email with the material, but most of all of our stuff's been sorted out at this point in time, I'm afraid.
You know what? My work speaks for itself. Why don't I give you a little sample of my work and you can judge for yourself?
We don't make those decisions on...
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Product shown in the TV advert may not remotely refer to the one that you end up with. And if you have any problems, please go to our website, www.whogivesatoss.com.
All right. Yeah, no, that's fine. That's sorted out from our... So we don't organise that from here, I'm sorry.
Hey, I've got a great idea. Why don't I do some more disclaimers for you? Maybe do one relevant to the ALP. It's no problem. Have a listen. Written authorized by Luke Brown for the ALP camera. What did you think of that?
Yep, that's pretty quick.
Ah, that's nothing. I can do it even quicker if you like. Do you want me to do it even quicker for you?
No, no, that's fine.
No, it's no problem. Have a listen. Written authorised by Luke Bradnam for the ARP camera.
Thanks very much for your call, but, you know, if you want to, do that...
Yeah, so when would you like me to start?
No, it's fine. Thanks very much for your...
Monday, good time for me to start? I could start tomorrow, maybe? If you want me to start tomorrow, I'll start tomorrow. I mean, it's up to you.
No, yeah, as I said, we won't be using anybody at the moment, but thanks very much for your call. Bye now.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Can't wait to see if Ashley gets an award for that tomorrow.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
On the weekend, I caught up with a bunch of girls for a really lovely occasion when my friends is getting married. And gone are the days of high teas and, you know, all those lovely ladylike things. That was a full-on adult party, like an adult shop party.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
it wasn't a hen's party. It was just girls getting together looking
yeah,
at toys.
Yeah.
Really?
And there was all sorts of stuff. There was stuff I had never seen, never even heard of. It was pretty cool.
Right.
Like, it was a fun day. And
who is it, a chick that runs it?
It is a chick.
Right.
And you can ask her anything.
Really?
She is just the most open-minded broad you've ever met in your entire life.
That's the cool thing. Like, I've been into an adult store down here on the coast and... You go in there and it's a chick that you're dealing with and she just makes you feel comfortable. She's
yeah.
like, now this thing here goes there and this goes there. Now if your partner likes more of this, then you get this one. And you feel like you don't feel like the creep that you are.
You don't feel like a dirty old perv
yeah.
going in looking at all this random stuff.
She makes you feel like you're normal even if you're not.
I know. Well, it's the same with all these girls because they're all from different backgrounds. Like, you know, some of them are professional women, some of them are stay-at-home mums. So you never never kind of know. Well, you never really know what anyone's into anyway.
Yeah.
But you don't know how embarrassed people are going to get.
Sure.
So there was all sorts of cool stuff.
Did you buy anything?
I ordered a couple of
things. Did you really?
A couple of things. But this is the kicker, right? I have not seen a new adult toy in a number of years. We've got like small children. Ain't nobody got time for that. But
hang on. When you say you haven't seen a new one, have you been buying secondhand? No. Just checking.
No, I'm all good. Thanks. No, I've had the same reliable species for a number of years.
Oh, I get what you mean. Okay. All right. Just checking.
No, but the new thing, this is mind-blowing. They have a USB charger.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm embarrassed to say I know.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that just blew my mind. Where the hell do you charge them?
Okay. I'll tell you a story, okay. Right? So I'm in a new relationship and you know, we may or may not have visited. Well, I may or may not have visited one of those stores, bought something.
Yes.
And then I charge it off my computer, right? And so we've got a cleaner, Lauren, that comes to the unit. And so I have this particular toy getting charged out of the laptop.
No, Luke.
And I put it out and I'm charging it. I forget about it. And sure enough, the cleaner comes and she cleans everything. And there's a bloody sex toy hanging out of the computer. Hanging out of the computer, there's a sex toy. And when I come back, she cleaned everything. It's impossible that she didn't notice it.
Oh,
absolutely impossible that she didn't notice it. And my girlfriend, Fitchie, came home and I was telling her the story. And she's just so embarrassed. She doesn't want to ever run into Lauren now.
Ever again.
Yes.
Never. Doesn't want to look at her ever again.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Okay, so I didn't know. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to have to charge it beside the computer.
Jade, when you've got a question that's creepy you need answering, just come to me and I'll help you out.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.